Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards first. Sasky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Evans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyd fires to first and picks off McDowell. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive towards first. Sasky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Burks. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Burks steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky strikes out. 1 out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gettman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into left field. McDowell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McDowell. Gettman moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Keith Atherton now pitching. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Clark reaches second base with a double. O'Brien scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Lee Smith now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Young pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.